All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Benton standing with you in the confessional corner as we begin our study of the Lord's Prayer in the Small Catechism. This week, looking at the introduction, but also as Jesus gives the disciples the Lord's Prayer in Luke's Gospel. So let's look at the Lord's Prayer first of all. We say it in every service that we have in the Lutheran Church, and it becomes so commonplace, but we're going to see over these next couple of months just how wonderful this prayer is. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. All right, we look this week at the introduction, Our Father who art in heaven. What does this mean? With these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that he is our true Father and that we are his true children, so that with all boldness and confidence, we may ask him as dear children ask their dear Father. As we come together, these simple words, Our Father who art in heaven. It is a confession of faith that God is our Father, that the God who sits reigning in heaven is our Father. And with that understanding, we come before God with our request. We come to make known to him what we want and need in this life. Everything revolves around that relationship and that personableness in our Lord. So let's take a look at how Jesus gives the Lord's Prayer in Luke chapter 11, the first 13 verses. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive our sins as we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation. And he said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me three loaves. For a friend of mine has arrived on a journey and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, do not bother me. The door is now shut and my children are in bed with me. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? All right, there is Luke 11, verses 1 through 13. And we have, again, this idea of the relationship of fatherhood. Jesus is praying in a certain place, and one of his disciples says, Lord, teach us to pray. John taught his disciples to pray. Teach us to pray. So he says, when you pray, say. He commands us to pray the Lord's Prayer. And this is a much modified version of the one in Matthew. It is not complete as we would think of it. But he gives the prayer anyway, reminding us of what is absolutely necessary. Father, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. Lead us not into temptation. Now, yes, the rest of the prayer is vitally important as well. But he goes on to talk about us and how we act with each other. How we, even though we may come to our neighbor at midnight and say, hey, I need some stuff because another friend of mine came in and I've got nothing prepared for him. And it's not because of their friendship that the guy gets up and gives him this. It's Luke says, or Jesus says, his impudence is why he gets up, to get him to leave the doorway so that he will go home. And we think, okay, this is a bad, bad example. But it is that impudence in a good way, that insistence that we come before our Father in heaven, that we ask. So he goes on to say, Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. We have this. It's a very common thing among Christian trinkets in catalogs. The ask, seek, knock. That this is what we are supposed to do. And this is what our prayers are supposed to be. We are to ask God for what we want. We are to seek His will in our lives. We are to knock on the door that He has opened for us. Or maybe it's a closed door that he may open for us, as we see in the book of Acts and the doors that are open for Paul as he goes out to spread the gospel. Because Jesus says, everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. This is the promise that we have. Not that we're going to get the answer we want for our prayers, but we are going to get an answer for our prayer. It may be yes, it may be no, it may be wait. And that wait may be, I have something better for you. You may get it in the end, or you're going to realize that it wasn't the best idea in the first place. But that's also in seeking what our Lord has for us, seeking His will for our lives. And then knocking on those doors, knocking to have our presence known, and that the door may be open to us, that opportunity may be there for us. And he talks about fathers giving gifts to their sons and not doing things that are harmful. Like if a son asks for a fish, we'll instead give him a serpent. Or if he asks for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion. No, if you as a father and being evil and sinful know how to give good gifts, how much better of a giver is your heavenly Father, that He will give you all things, including and especially the Holy Spirit to all who ask Him. This is what we especially remember in these summer months as we go past the season of Pentecost and the Feast of the Holy Trinity and into the growth season of the church, as the green season is sometimes called, and showing how the church is growing through that Spirit that is given to us, through the blessing of God. All right, this is, as most of these will be short as we go through the catechism, but again, even though it is short, it is still vital that we know these things. It is vital that we attach these things to what we know so that we may continue to grow, that we may continue to be equipped to wrestle with the theologies around us that want to take the ordinary and get rid of them, or try to focus on the extraordinary. But God gives us the simple fact that He is our Father. He is the one who reigns in heaven, but He is the one who takes care of us here below. Amen.